about two rigs. They called pigs and then Schultz. From that up to hogs, I reckon anything over 100 pounds would be called a hog. But
okay. Now, what do you call an unbred sow?
Yep.
And then the male hog is a...
It is called a moor.
Okay, now, was there a word that they use? What did they use in the presence of women there? Was that the same?
Moor pig?
I mean,
male pig?
They call a male pig.
Yeah.
In the presence of the...
Oh, yeah, they call them males.
Okay. And then, if you didn't want a hog to grow I don't know if you do when they're pigs or when they're shoats, but when you didn't want it to grow up to be a hog, so you...
You mean... It changed...
Yeah.
It castrated.
Okay.
Little piggies.
Okay. You do that to small pigs?
Yeah. You won't
castrate. How old are they when you do that to them?
Oh, about month old, month and a half. Any time, but that's the best time.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then if they grow up to be, they don't become...
Hogs.
They don't become, yeah, but they don't become boars, they become...
Oh, bars and gilts,
yeah.
The way they
okay.
Go on the market.
Okay. Are gilts and bars better they get heavier? They get bigger? I mean, what's the...
Yeah, you mean now the bars are the gilt hog?
Yeah.
They don't be different than much. Some does have. I don't see it's making a difference in the way
they... I think the only reason that they castrate them is just so they don't...
Oh, they don't have... Well, they sell it, but he's no meat.
On a boar?
Yeah, no, you can't eat it. Oh, they trade them and use something on them. It takes that they got an odor on them. But when you find him, you can sell it.
On a boar.
On a boar. But a boar is trimmed, castrated. He just takes good boar.
I see. Okay, that's what I was talking about. Now, with the, what's the advantage of a gilt in hog production? I mean, is a gilt, is that a sow, that an unbred sow, is that meat better?
What? Better.
Yeah, is it better?
Well, there's no difference in that than the bar hog, as I could see.
Okay. But there's a difference between a gilt and a sow that's had a couple of litters of pigs.
Yeah. Gilts, one that never raised pigs.
When you have a sow that in raising pigs, do you keep that like a brood sow? How long might you keep a brood sow?
Well, you can keep them this long as they do well if you want to.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for about how many years?
Oh, 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
They get to mashing their pigs, or something gets wrong, or that you have to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
They get to large the mass of pigs to kill them.
The stuff on the hog's neck, the stiff hairs are
bristles.
Yep, and the two big things that
tush.